And now, Duke, if you're willing, we're all got wide open ears to hear Rex Stewart play Harlem Airship.
In the late summer of 1945, the United States was still at war with Japan, a war that would end quite suddenly with the dropping of atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Duke Ellington would continue playing his Saturday date with the Duke, even as the war bonds he was promoting turned into victory bonds. It's Duke Ellington, the Treasury Show's August 1945, tonight on the Big Bands.
Yes, folks, coast to coast, it's Duke Ellington and his celebrated orchestra. Now here's another curly new tune. Harry Carney's going to sing for us with his baritone voice. He gives us the lyrics to Frustration.
Thank you. Interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin. Washington. The Senate has just overwhelmingly ratified the United Nations Charter, thereby binding the United States in a partnership of 50 nations to preserve world peace after the present war. I repeat. The Senate has just ratified the United Nations Charter, becoming the first of the Big Five to formally approve the San Francisco Act for World Peace. This bulletin has come to you from the American Broadcasting Company newsroom in New York. We now return you to our regularly scheduled program. That was Harry Carney with his baritone saxophone.
Duke Ellington performing his composition Frustration there, a feature for baritone saxophonist Harry Carney, as you heard the announcer mention. I think the MC a little confused there when he introduced that, talking about Harry Carney's baritone voice and singing the lyrics. But Carney actually a baritone saxophonist. That comes from a July 28, 1945 broadcast from the State Theater in Hartford, Connecticut, from Duke Ellington, the Treasury Shows, Volume 9. And we open the big bands this evening with Ellington doing Harlem Airshaft, a broadcast from New York City on August 11th, 1945. Good evening, this is David Brent Johnson, and we'll be playing music from Duke Ellington's Treasury Shows, August 1945, tonight on the big bands. And some broadcasts from a couple of other months in that year. Tomorrow will be the anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, which led to the end of World War II in the Pacific. A terrible war, a war that cost 60 million lives. And I think sometimes it's easy to forget that when we just sort of look back at the wonderful music that came out of this era and a lot of the sentimental and heartbreaking songs of lovers being separated and all of the effort that the big bands put into the war effort. But it was a really terrible war, probably the worst the world has ever seen. And it was certainly a cause for celebration among Americans that it was ending in this month, ending very suddenly. This wasn't expected. The thinking was that the war was going to go on for a long time and that we were going to have to invade the Japanese mainland. You heard during that broadcast of Frustration a news bulletin that the U.S. Senate had just approved the United States membership in the newly founded United Nations. We're going to hear some music now that comes from an August 11th broadcast, a couple of days after the bombing of Nagasaki, but slightly before the formal surrender of the Japanese. But nonetheless, it was apparent that the war was about to end. And you hear Duke Ellington in the Bond promo in the middle of this music set, sort of starting to emphasize the consumer angle of why people should be buying war bonds, even though the war itself was just about over. This was something that was kind of being held out to the citizenry as a reward for getting through the war, was that now they would be able to buy a lot of things that they hadn't had for a long time, if ever. First, here's Duke Ellington with Blue is the Night on the big bands.
This is your Saturday night with the Duke Ellington and his grand orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's another tune for which the Duke is quite famous and is titled Blue is the Night.
Cheryl is here to sing after a brief message from Duke Ellington. Duke, come over and tell the folks what this is all about, won't you?
Yes, I certainly will be very glad to. Look, what are you looking forward to most after the fall of Japan? A home of your own, a car, a cross-country trip? You can have one, or even all of these things, if you save for them now. And the best way of saving is by investing in United States war bonds, because you get back $4 for every $3 you invest. Yes, friends, it wouldn't take long with regular purchases of war bonds to have your own down payment for your home, for your car, or your vacation. So keep on buying war bonds and keep the bonds you buy.
Duke Ellington with Joya Shirl on vocals, singing the World War II standard, He's Home for a Little While, from the Duke Ellington Treasury Shows, Volume 10, that actually coming from a May 1945 broadcast from the 400 restaurant in New York City. All of these Treasury Shows originally came out on double LP sets in the 1980s, and now Storyville's reissuing them on CD, and because they have more room on the CDs, they're adding in extra Ellington Live broadcasts from around the same time as the Treasury Shows. We also heard a Duke Ellington Bond promo and started off with Blue is the Night, that also coming from Volume 10 from an August 11th, 1945 broadcast. We just heard Joya Shirl. We'll hear another Ellington singer featured on this next track, Creole Love Call. The MC slightly goofs the title in the introduction. You're listening to Duke Ellington on the Big Bands.
Miss Kay Davis going to sing in for a romantic thing called the Creole Love Song. Oh,
Yes, that was beautiful. And now it's about time to listen to Larry Brown's trombone, a little ditty titled, I Miss Your Kiss. To give you a word or two about why these broadcasts are brought to you each Saturday afternoon at this time. Duke?
Our wounded veterans are coming home, sailing up the harbor, while all the whistles blow. It's a glorious moment for those men. But don't forget, thousands of them are coming home to a hospital. They need the very finest medical care, and our money must help to pay for it. That's one reason we cannot let it set up in our bond buying. Those men have been wounded, fighting for us. We must help to bring them back to life and happiness. So buy bonds and buy more bonds. They're helping to smash the Japs, and you're buying bonds for mercy for our wounded men.
Broadcasting Company sends you coast to coast the music of Duke Ellington and his orchestra, sent in cooperation with the United States Treasury and Mr. James C. Petrillo, President of the American Federation of Musicians. This is the American Broadcasting Company.
That was Duke Ellington with Otto Make That Riff Staccato and also I Miss Your Kiss, a feature for trombonist Lawrence Brown. And we started off with Creole Love Call, sung by Kay Davis. All this from a Radio City broadcast from New York City on August 4th, 1945 on Duke Ellington, the Treasury Show's Volume 9 on the Storyville label. That last broadcast from August 4th, obviously just before the dropping of the atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We're going to hear a music set now from a broadcast 2 weeks later. And war bonds were now being called victory bonds, and you'll hear Ellington promoting them between pieces. I mentioned earlier that there were an estimated 60 million people killed during World War II. About a quarter of a million Americans died in World War II, and it's also estimated that a quarter of a million Japanese died in the atomic bomb attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You'll hear Ellington again talking about the cost to American soldiers in the first promo, and then again emphasizing the consumer rewards that awaited a victorious citizenry in the second promo. All of this sandwiched in between performances from Ellington's Black, Brown, and Beige Suite on the Big Bands.
And to open our show today, excerpts from Black, Brown, and Beige, a tone parallel to the history of the American Negro, written by Duke Ellington himself. The opening portion is the work song theme. Duke? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Duke Ellington himself with a kindly word for every one of you. Duke?
Did you ever walk through a veteran's hospital? Did you ever see some of the boys who come back from the Pacific? It's a sight to break your heart. The war is over for these boys, but it's up to us to see that their life isn't over as well. It's up to us to see that they're made whole and hearty again. That means we've got to give them the best medical care and attention that money can buy. That's where bonds come in, victory bonds, to bring these boys back to health, normal living. Yes, the victory bonds you buy are helping restore a boy's sight, helping him to walk, to use his hands again. And in many cases, the victory bonds you buy are helping his mind to heal. So friends, keep buying victory bonds, more and more bonds. They're bonds of mercy, and we can't let up. Not now. Keep buying victory bonds.
Thank you, Duke Ellington. Now to continue from Black, Brown, and Beige, written by the Duke himself, the blues portion, and our little vocalist whom we call Marie.
Mm-hmm. that you sing in rhyme. The blues ain't nothing but a dark cloud marking time. The blues is a one-way ticket from your love to nowhere. The blues ain't nothing but a black crepe veil ready to wear. Sighing, crying, feel most like dying. The blues ain't nothing. The blues ain't the blues.
We're presenting excerpts from Black, Brown, and Beige, a tone parallel to the history of the American Negro, written by Duke Ellington. That portion from Black, Brown, and Beige was the West Indian Dance.
Now I think it's just about time that we have a word again from Duke Ellington.
Thank you. What I would like to know is, what do your post-war plans include? Are you looking forward to the time when you can move out of your apartment into your own newly built house in the suburbs, complete with a new refrigerator, electric stove, dishwasher, television receiver, all sorts of new gadgets? Are you planning to buy a new car and go on a long motor trip with your spouse and youngster? You'll be able to buy many wonderful new things soon as our factories start manufacturing them. But we all know that they'll still cost money. So be smart. Start making a down payment on the future now by putting your money in the world's best investment, United States Victory Bonds. For every $25 you invest, for every $75 you invest in E-bonds now, you'll get back $100 when they mature, or a nice profit of $25. Buy an extra victory bond today and hold on to the victory bond you buy.
Duke Ellington from an August 18th, 1945 Treasury show broadcast pitching what were now called victory bonds. And we heard from the Black, Brown, and Beige suite, West Indian Dance, The Blues, sung by Marie Ellington, no relation to Duke, but future wife of Nat King Cole, and Work Song, starting us off. We'll close out with more from that August 18th, 1945 Treasury show broadcast, another victory bond promo from Duke that addresses post-war worries about inflation. We'll hear Subtle Slew, which would soon be fitted with lyrics and retitled Just Squeeze Me. And we'll close out with an Ellington Band flag waver from this era, arranged by Mary Lou Williams, Blue Skies. You're listening to Duke Ellington, the Treasury show's August 1945 on the Big Bands.
Here he is, and in person, the Duke himself. Presented by the American Broadcasting Company with cooperation of the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. As you dance or as you just listen, remember that there's still an urgent need for you to buy another victory bond. Now here he is, Duke Ellington and his orchestra getting away with a good sultry bounce, Subtle Slough. Once again, Duke Ellington has a message for you.
What is a dollar? It's something that can buy a couple dozen eggs, a couple dozen marbles. That's right, a couple dozen marbles. That could be just about what you could buy if inflation ever got the upper hand of things. And if inflation could do that. Oh, yes, it could. If all of us kept spending our money any which way, if we kept pushing the prices to the sky, inflation could take over and you could take your dollar and get your marbles. But it won't. No. Not as long as we keep saving our money in victory bonds. That's the big protection against inflation. Victory bonds. All the victory bonds you can possibly buy. That will help keep those prices down. And your dollar worth now. So keep buying victory bonds. Victory bonds to beat inflation.
All right, Duke Ellington. And now here's one that the Duke has streamlined for 1945 size. It's an oldie. It features Al Sears on the sax, Brother Anderson on the trumpet, and Blue Skies.
Duke Ellington with Blue Skies from the August 18th, 1945 Treasury Show broadcast, available on Volume 10 of that series. We also heard Subtle Slew. We hope you'll join us again here on WFIU next Friday night for the Big Bands at 9 p.m. Production support for the Big Bands comes from Romy Remodeling, since 1978, specializing in custom kitchens, baths, and room additions. Romy Remodeling, Bloomington, 331-7858. The Big Bands is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University.
It's been large, it really has.